You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Collect and hold every American's phone record.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker came in second place, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Forbes says that Bill Gates' net worth rose to $79.2 billion in 2015 from $76 billion last year. That put him at the top of the magazine's list of world's billionaires for the second consecutive year. The co-founder of Microsoft has topped the list for 16 of the last 21 years. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 39 degrees. This afternoon, supposed to be a mostly sunny afternoon. The high was supposed to be 37, so we passed that. Let me get my glasses on so I can read this. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 12. And on Tuesday, there's a 60% chance of snow, sleet, or rain with a high of 33. Tuesday night, 90% chance of snow, sleet, or rain with a low of 33. And on Wednesday, a 60% chance of rain likely. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. I had to think for a minute. I've done three shows already today. I don't know what show I'm doing. And my guest today is Stephanie Dougherty. I did get that right, didn't
you
I?
You did.
And Stephanie, you're going to have to explain to everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you. Okay. Hi, Richard. Hi, everybody. I am the Director of Patient Safety and the Patient Safety Officer at Hunterdon Healthcare. And I am pleased to be with Richard today on your show.
Thank you.
One of the things I do is that I look at the patient safety systems of our organization, and we evaluate them based on what's the right thing to do to keep harm from patients. Our whole organization is focused on that. We have a safety culture, which I work on with them. As a matter of fact, we just rolled out our safety culture survey this morning, and what we do this every year, and we find out just how safe our organization feels to the staff.
Okay.
And we gauge our safety culture based on the responses by the staff. There are over 70 departments that participate. So it's over 1,400 of our staff.
Okay.
And we have about 300 doctors that participate as well. So now, that's one of the things that I do. We look at the safety of the culture and the safety of our outcomes, and we say, how can we improve?
Okay, now just give me a ballpark figure because I'm asking this blind.
Sure.
How many people at any one time are in the hospital?
You know, I don't have an answer to that question. I know it's over 300 at any one
okay.
time.
Now
that
we're
would
talking,
be my that, guess. That's my guess, over
now
300.
That's patients and
no, that
just
would be
patients.
Mostly staff.
Oh, mostly staff.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So patient-wise, probably.
Let's see. Patient admissions, patient days. We get about 4,000 patients, anywhere from 38 to 4,000 patients a quarter. So patient days divided by 90. That's kind of how much we would have.
Okay.
That's the only numbers I work with, quarterly numbers.
So okay.
I didn't
okay.
break it down by day.
And I know I wasn't supposed to ask this question, but it just hit me as we were sitting here. But still, now you're talking about patient safety.
Yeah.
But you're talking about also hospital safety, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everybody.
Sure, yeah. Because we have different departments that work on specialty items like, for instance, the environment of care. So environment, you know, how to keep our environment clean. Like Marita Nash is our director of environmental services, and she okay. makes sure that her staff wipe and clean all the touchable surfaces and maintain a very high level of infection-free or bacteria-free mm-hmm. patient environment. And that way, they do a little sweep of a particular bacteria indicator, and they check each other, and they want to be in the 90 percentile, 95 percentile of very, very low numbers of bacteria on any of the patient touchable surfaces. That's one area of patient safety.
Well, I can tell
infection prevention.
I can tell you it wasn't your hospital. I was having heart surgery, so it was a hospital up north there. But what got me was I had a roommate that was just a jerk.
Sorry to hear.
And the nurses all liked me and said, somebody's moving out of the room next door. Do you want to go in there? And you'll be all by yourself. And I said, sure, I'll take it. Now, I thought I'd get out of the bed, go walk over and get in the other bed. No, they just wheeled my bed over there. They were doing all this mopping and stuff and wheeled the other bed into the other room. And I imagine that's about how you'd do it there, too.
Transferring patients is a safety item.
Really?
And we actually have invested quite a few resource dollars in what's called safe patient handling equipment.
Okay.
And we have them on every unit so that the patient's safety is maintained when they're standing up, when their beds are being changed, if they need help going to the bathroom, if they need help walking. All this equipment to help nurses, protecting the nurses too.
Sure.
And their patient care assistants from any kind of back injury, but protecting our patients from any falls or injuries and that kind of thing. So we really take patient transfers very easy. Very
well, what I was amazed at is how they were just cleaning the room like crazy.
Cleaning like crazy is incredibly important because there are so many sick patients in
sure.
the hospital, then your bugs will be a little higher, okay,
mm-hmm.
because you've got
sure.
all this concentration.
Sure.
So that's why our environmental services and our cleaning of the environment, mopping, cleaning, they vacuum, they wash the walls, they wash everything. They even for the infection control rooms, they even will wash all of the materials that keep the beds between each other. So it's curtains. They wash everything. And it's really quite an extensive process to keep the infection rate down to very close to low.
Actually, tell you the truth, I was amazed because I thought, well, I'll just get out of this bed and go get in the other bed.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Plus, it was helpful for you. You didn't have to worry about being weak or fall.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry
True.
About getting dizzy. It was just smooth.
They just wheeled me in and wheeled the other bed into the other room.
Well, that's one of the things about patient experience that we are focused on at Hunterdon. The experience of the care needs to be the best experience, the safest experience, so that you have the best outcome. We want you to go home and heal and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our goal. Our whole strategic plan is around keeping our community healthy.
Which it should be.
It should be. It's a wonderful vision to have. And it's an honor to be part of that
but
team.
But at the same time, when you're dealing with so many people,
mm-hmm.
so many things going on, it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough to maintain it.
Well, it's a very good point, and I think that's where culture comes in. Culture is, what is culture in anywhere, right? It's a shared set of values and beliefs
mm-hmm.
that drive the way people perform. So at Hunterdon, from Bob Wise to Larry Grand to all the vice presidents who are phenomenal, they've been there a long time. They've created a culture of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to have patient safety as a priority in this organization. They want the experience to be the best, the safety for to be the best. So their expectation filters to all the directors and all the staff. So when you say yes, it's tricky because you've got 1,400 people working for you on any given day, okay?
Sure.
Over 2,500 in total. What do we all believe is important? And so that is patient safety as a priority is set by the leaders. And the leader is our president, our CEO, all of our vice presidents. And when you have leadership dedicated to that level of consistent practice and belief, then the rest is kind of easy because we all support each other as a team. We model that behavior by being able to speak to each other when we see someone not washing their hands before they go see a patient.
Okay.
So if I am visiting a patient, somebody comes up to me and says, Stephanie, I didn't see you wash your hands before you went in. I say, thank you so much. I forgot. Let me wash right now. And then I'll go to the patient and I'll be rubbing my hands dry. And I'm going to say to the person, I am Stephanie Dougherty and I'm washing my hands for your safety. And so there's that built-in feedback loop that we have
mm-hmm.
for performance excellence. It is something we work on every day because you can only build patient safety one patient at a time. So it's every day for every patient by every person. And that's our method. That's our motto.
But it seems like a lot of work.
Well, not when you have everybody committed to their piece of it.
Well, I'm true.
You know what I mean?
I think that's true, but there's a lot of things to look out for.
True. And so part of the ability to be excellent is to stay focused on what the priorities are. And if the patient experience is a priority, and if the patient safety is a priority, which it is, then everything that we do supports those two things. Patient safety, patient experience, patient outcomes. So we think that way. We build our teamwork that way. For instance, I can tell you one of the things we've achieved, and we were asked by this big group called the Leapfrog Group. They are doing the hospital safety grades now nationally. I was asked to come and speak about what Hunterdon has achieved, because as a model hospital, they wanted myself to come and represent Hunterdon and what we've achieved in safety so that other hospitals in the southern region of the United States could learn from us. We're so committed that we put together a team training program in 2004 and 5, and it's become a model for the Leapfrog Group. They asked me to write a guide on how did we train all of our staff with certain skill sets to do briefings in the morning, to do debriefings after an event. How do we call together a huddle when things change? Because, as you said, the work is it's challenging. And things change during the day.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's almost
things
like work in progress.
Time. Exactly.
You're constantly changing all the time. Constantly changing. Now, I spent time in one hospital, but not yours. But I did spend 10 days in your hospital, but I don't remember them because I was in intensive care.
God bless. I'm so glad you're out of intensive care.
And that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But obviously, you did something right because I came out of it. They originally thought I was going to die.
Oh, wow.
So I came out of it fine, and they said, you probably won't walk or talk, but I'm walking and talking, as you can see.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So it all worked well. So obviously, whatever you're doing helped me along at the same time.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful thing to hear, and I think that the idea that you acknowledge the difficulty in achieving this level of excellence.
Laying in a hospital, I'm the kind of person that watches everything, and
well,
I'm watching
good.
What's going on and saying, these people are working awful hard.
Washing our hands, making sure you're getting the right medications. You mean one of the things
sure.
so important is in what ways can patients ensure their own safety? Knowing what your medications are, bringing them to your doctor so that everybody knows what you're taking. Speaking up for patient safety, so speaking up for your care. If you don't know about a procedure, ask. Having a patient advocate with you because you can't remember everything when you're sick.
And I'm going to tell you that's... When my wife had cancer, I was the person that carried all the stuff.
Oh my God, yeah, you were the repository of all knowledge because when you're sick.
And now we're talking, this is 25 years ago.
Still, it's relevant. It's relevant to people having that experience today, Richard. So anything we can share with our community is important.
And I totally agree because once she heard cancer, she wasn't thinking.
No.
That was it.
Who could?
Yeah.
Who could? That's why having an advocate
So
to write down the questions, get the answers, write them down, and keep a log.
That's the other thing. I've got a break for commercials, but you don't be afraid to ask questions.
Absolutely speak up with questions. Questions are the most valuable thing you can have. Even if you ask the same thing over again, you need to have the information in order to help yourself heal.
Tell me what you're going to do. What's going to happen to me?
Thank you.
So I've got an idea. And sure, I had heart surgery at one point. And you start thinking about that, you're thinking, oh, my God.
Mm.
But anyway, I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back after these messages. Once I get my glasses on, I can see which ones they are. We'll be right back with Stephanie.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and bow.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. There are tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I know.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air, and I'm speaking with Stephanie Dougherty, who's, now, what is your title exactly?
It's Director of Patient Safety and Patient Safety Officer.
Okay, but we're talking patient safety. You're also talking about safety of all the doctors and nurses and anybody else in the hospital.
And we work with a team of people to protect all of our employees and our staff and our doctors, and it's environmental safety and safety and occupational health, and we have the safety and security department. And in patient safety, we're focused on the patients making sure they have no harm from any accidents or injuries
sure.
or errors.
Sure.
So we work as a team as this organization because that's too big a job for one title. All right?
Okay.
So all the safety and security operations and making rounds to making sure that there's no unsavory characters and responding to urgent issues in the emergency department, working mm-hmm. closely with our police department, there's that group.
Yep.
And there's the environmental safety group, making sure everything is spit and polish. Absolutely perfect. No bugs, no germs. That's one of our biggest dreams.
And that's got to be the hardest.
It's the biggest goal we have. It's a constant.
Because
focus.
You're in an atmosphere where there are germs.
Exactly. And so we have a wonderful crew. They score very high on our safety culture survey. They use a performance of their own. They use a performance measurement tool where they shine a special light over any surface that they clean to see how well is that cleaned.
Okay.
It actually gives them a biomarker reading.
Kind of like a black light kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And it tells them, you are at 99% clean on this surface. Perfect.
Yeah, sure. Right? And I'll tell you, I know about the security because my wife works part-time in the emergency room.
Wonderful.
And there have been some times that some people have been brought in by the police that want to start some problems, and they stop it immediately.
Exactly.
And you should feel very safe if you're in the emergency room because the guys down there will take care of that kind of situation.
Our security officers are amazing.
And it's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And people sometimes, and some of the times, and I'm not going to, but some of the times maybe they had a little too much to drink or something, and they probably normally don't act that way, but it's one of those things. But they stop it right
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very impressed by that.
Oh, God bless her. That's wonderful. Well, we our goal is to have zero harm. Zero is the number, and now is the time, is what we say.
Okay.
Right? Zero harm for anybody. And right now it starts.
So how does the medical center stack up compared to other hospitals?
We are an A hospital, and we have a B grade right now, but our leapfrog grade is B. We were an A, we got a B, because we had to get our we're implementing it now, which is our medication safety program called computerized physician order entry, all right? It means computerized orders for all the medications and orders. And our doctors, just last week, we just started last week, they 70%, this is unheard of, 70% of all doctor orders were entered by the doctors in the first week.
Wow.
Usually there's a learning curve.
Sure.
Usually you start out with like 15, 20% because it's a big learning curve. Our doctors and our Dr. Wayne Felmuth is the leader on this with his team.
I know Dr. Felmuth.
He is so great. We have such a great information services and
nursing
team.
He was a pediatrician, wasn't he?
He's a pediatrician,
yeah.
too. He's also a pilot and a superhero.
He saw my kids when they were small. I know Dr. Felmuth.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's leading this whole process now. And I was so proud to be able to report at the LeapFrog conference where they asked me to present Hunterdon that we had 70% of our doctors, all the orders were entered by the doctors, and the whole place erupted in applause because they've already gone through this, and they know what a bear it is to get that high a percentage right at the first gate. So our docs are committed, our organization is. So we're an A hospital. We score in the very, very high 100 most wired hospitals. We have a magnet organization of nurses award. We're the 15th in New Jersey in the best hospitals and 36th in the region. We have more awards than you can imagine. It just keeps coming. Our website has page after page of award notices, and I didn't think to print it, but I could have. So in terms of stacking up, we're one of the most important assets our community has for wellness and for prevention of harm.
A couple of years ago. Actually, it's been probably even 4 or 5 years ago. I had a kidney stone. And I came into the emergency room because the pain is just incredible. And
it's almost unbearable.
Yeah. Somebody said it's worse than birth. So I don't know. But it was it the pain was bad. And that's when I ran into my friend Cindy Martinez, who's an emergency room nurse. And I've had her on the air because she goes over to various countries. She was in Haiti right after the hurricane and all that kind of stuff. But she said, I know what it is. It's a kidney stone. But they're going to take you down, and they're going to shoot a picture. And by the time you get back here, we're going to have it on the computer. And that was the case.
Wow.
I think I was in there for about an hour, and I was back out again with some medication to cut the pain and wait for it to pass.
I'll tell you what, our emergency room nurses, our emergency room doctors, PAs, our unit coordinators, they're just an extraordinary group of people.
I agree. I've been out with a few of them because my wife works there.
Wonderful.
So I know a few of them, and I really agree. But you got to be a certain type of person.
Absolutely.
To be that kind of, to be in the emergency room.
Right.
And I know some of them that have been there their whole career.
Yeah. We have a lot of lifers there. I've been there for 25 years.
Well, most of
our vice presidents have been there for
Most of the nurses and the people I get on this show have been there 25 to 30 years.
Yeah.
I had one the other day. It was in there 8 years. I said, oh, man, you're a
newbie.
You got a long time to go here.
Well, you know what's nice about Hunterdon is that they offer so much opportunity for professional development that you never stay at one level.
Okay.
You always have an opportunity to learn, grow, improve. Professional development is a huge asset for Hunterdon employees.
But that, in effect, also talks about as people are learning more and more, you're making the hospital safer.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that, because I think that's part of what Hunterdon's magic is.
I didn't say that as well as I wanted to.
Well,
but
you said it beautifully. You said it perfectly. Hunterdon's magic is really trying to keep people at the best of their game, at the height of their practice, and developing their skills constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're a magnet organization for the nursing department for the second time around. That's why we're 100, most wired, best this. We just keep pushing ourselves to achieve, to be the best, so that ourselves and our community can benefit. It's a testimony to Hunterdon. It really is.
But it's the way it should be, because when people get, I don't want to say complacent. I almost said lazy, and I don't mean lazy.
Yeah.
But when you get the same old routine over and over again, then they get careless.
That's a very well said point, because when we look at our employee engagement, our goal is to have everyone at the highest of engaged. We don't want people just complacent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to just be okay. We want you to be fully passionate about what you're doing every day, because what you do is so important to the organization.
And
every
and
person.
It's important to the organization, but it's also important to your patients.
Yeah, absolutely. You can feel the difference for when you walk into the organization. You can feel an organization's energy when you walk in. Everybody cares here. Wow, everybody's so nice. Gee, the place is shining. Wow, it doesn't have to be the most expensive. It just has to be clean and happy and productive and safe.
Very true. I got to take a break for the news.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Stephanie right after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Israel's prime minister is concerned about Iran developing nuclear weapons. Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee today in Washington.
Iran vows to annihilate Israel. If it develops nuclear weapons, it would have the means to achieve that goal.
Tomorrow, he will plead his case before a joint session of Congress, but many Democrats are refusing to attend because they claim protocol was breached when he was invited. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dan Gillerman, says that decision is wrong.
I think that some mistakes may have been made, but I think that the reaction by the White House and by the president is totally out of proportion.
He spoke to Fox News, and House Speaker John Boehner told CBS Face the Nation that Congress needs to hear from Netanyahu.
The Prime Minister can talk about this threat, I believe, better than anyone.
The Obama administration says Iran doesn't want to develop weapons with a nuclear program, but others, including Netanyahu, disagree. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Israelis are hopeful Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the U.S. will leave Americans with a better understanding of the dangers of dealing with the Islamic Revolutionary regime in Iran. USA's John Clemens reports.
Many Israelis hope the rift that now exists between the White House over House Speaker John Boehner's invitation to the Prime Minister is put aside and his message delivered to Congress is adhered to, then Washington will take a stronger stance in the talks with Tehran over their nuclear ambitions. David Seitz is with United with Israel in Jerusalem.
Iran continues to develop ICBM missiles, which you don't put conventional warheads on those. And if they wanted to bomb Israel, they don't need ICBMs. ICBMs are for long, long range to attack Europe, to attack the West, the Western Hemisphere.
I'm John Clemens.
U.S. stocks opened higher on Wall Street. Oil prices fell slightly. U.S. crude slipped 42 cents to $49.34 a barrel in New York. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski, the longest-serving woman in the history of Congress, is retiring. The 78-year-old Democrat is now in her fifth term. She says she wants to spend more time helping constituents.
Do I focus on my election, or do I focus on the next generation? Do I spend my time promising what I would do, or do I do it now and do it the way I like to do?
She was first elected to the House in 1976 and served in the Senate since 1987. Mikulski's term expires next year. The Commerce Department says consumer spending fell 0.2% in January following a 0.3% drop in December. Economists had expected a dip, reflecting a big drop in gas prices during the month. That decline should prove to be a positive for the economy going forward, according to experts, giving consumers more money to spend on other goods. Income grew 0.3% in January as wages increased $42.4 billion. Iran's foreign minister has accused the West of fueling Islamic extremism by failing to protect the rights of Muslim immigrants. Mohammad Javed Zarif told the UN Human Rights Council that a sizable number of those joining ISIS were second-generation immigrants in Western democracies. He also repeated his country's previous claim that Western efforts to promote human rights in the Mideast have destabilized existing regimes and benefited extremist groups. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature right now in beautiful downtown Flemington is 40 degrees with fair skies. Tonight, we're looking at a mostly clear night with a low of 12. Tuesday, a 60% chance of snow / sleet / rain with a high of 33. Tuesday night, 90% snow / sleet / rain with a low of 33. And on Wednesday, a 60% chance of rain likely with a high of 46. And this is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air, and I'm speaking with Stephanie Dougherty, who, give me your title again, Stephanie.
It's Director of Patient Safety and Patient Safety Officer at Hunterdon Healthcare.
And being the Director of Patient Safety, you're also safety of all the nurses and the doctors and everybody else there.
Absolutely, because our team of individuals who works on all the other pieces, we work together. I will get a patient safety referral about an unsafe event. I'll call Chris Hunt, our director of security. I'll say, here's a concern, or somebody tells me I don't feel safe about such and such. I'll call Marita Nash and say, hey, can we do an extra cleaning on the XYZ room? Anybody in the organization is empowered to be a safety advocate.
Okay.
That's how we feel.
Okay.
And even though I lead patient safety, and I lead the safety culture and the leapfrog survey, and I put all these things in place and performance improvement and national patient safety goals, all of these wonderful things that I do with my team, this whole host of other individuals who take care of security for the safety of the employees
sure.
in the emergency room,
sure.
the environment of care safety people who make sure we're absolutely clean and don't have any bugs to transmit between patients. My team goes out. All the directors watch their staff to make sure they're washing their hands so that the patients don't get infections.
Sure.
So there's a whole host of us working in concert.
And the difference is you're not like a business where people leave at 5 o'clock.
We're 24/7.
You're there every
day. 7 days a week.
Yeah.
24/7.
And there's people laying in beds there that just need
our
somebody.
Precious, precious community people.
Which need somebody to look over them.
Absolutely.
And see what's going on.
Absolutely. And that's where culture comes in. Because everybody, how are we behaving when the bosses aren't watching?
Mm.
How is everybody washing in and washing out of their hands before they see a patient and after? When we're not watching, that's when safety culture comes to play. That's when leadership, safety culture, and who we hire for their commitment and their attitude.
Sure.
HR is part of the whole safety equation because you've got to hire the right kind of people
mm-hmm.
to come in and take care of.
Though I imagine if it's not the right kind of person, they get filtered out pretty fast.
Well, we really give people a good chance.
Okay.
You know what? We give people a chance. But ultimately, if you can't match the culture and the expectations for the safest care and the best patient experience, there might be another place for you that mm-hmm. would be better for you to be.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's
it's just being fair.
But that's human nature, too.
Yeah.
There are some people that can't fill a certain spot,
sure.
but will find another spot that works for them very
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So we really are very fair in our messaging. We set the expectation clear. We hold people to that expectation. We coach up to that expectation if things fail. And then we say, hey, we tried it 3 times. What do you say? Is there another place you'd like to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But really hiring the right people and having a culture that the right people come into. You know, you can preach all you want in the new employee orientation. But if they walk into the exact opposite of what you said was good.
Sure.
You've got to have the culture match what you say. So what we say and what we do matches. And only the best is good enough for Hunterdon.
And I'll tell you, there was a movie quite a few years ago with George C. Scott called The Hospital.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything
and
that could possibly go
anything
wrong.
Anything that could
that
go wrong.
That was in the 70s. Oh, my
yeah.
God, yeah.
Anything that could go wrong in a hospital happens in this movie.
Oh, my God.
It's a black comedy,
yeah,
basically.
Sure.
But it's interesting to watch and to think about, oh, my God, there's a lot of opportunities for things to happen in a hospital.
Exactly. This is why we take safety so seriously. That's why we take our patient care so seriously. That's why our nurses are dedicated to making everything safest for the patient every day. When they transfer care from the night nurse to the day nurse, they're reporting at the bedside so the patient can hear the same information, because patient's part of our team too.
Sure.
You know?
And I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, when I was in the hospital at the medical center, I was out of it and didn't know. But at another place where I was always amazed, because they're all, let's face it, there's some patients that just aren't nice.
They need extra special care.
And I was amazed at how the nurses would treat them.
Mm.
And I was thinking, oh, man, punch them, you know, because they were not being, and they were not, if I'm in a group of people, I'm going to try to be as polite to somebody as I possibly can.
Certainly, but that's, yes.
And in that situation, I felt like I had to be more polite.
Oh, yeah.
Because these people were working on me or keeping me alive or whatever, but taking care of me. So I felt I had to be extra polite to these people. And then to find somebody that just complained and just called them names and stuff.
I'm thinking, person needed a lot of extra care because they said yeah, he
needed,
right. Yeah.
He needed some care. I wanted to take him outside and give him some care.
Well.
It just, I thought, was wrong.
Hmm.
These people are only here to help you. Don't give them a hard time.
Hmm.
If you got a question, and there's nothing wrong with asking questions. Ask as many questions as you want.
We actually want people to ask us questions all the time.
Sure.
The more that any patient or family, especially family, know, and the more they ask, the more they know about their care, the more they can advocate, ask questions, become more comfortable with the plan.
Sure.
What's going to happen to me? How am I going to feel? What kind of medicine am I going to need to take home? You know, all these things are incredibly important. We coach our patients to speak up for their care.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah.
You know, there's too many times in my life where something was going to happen and I was worried about it. And then it happened and I said, well, that was nothing. No. Why did I get so upset over this?
You were concerned about it because you didn't know.
Yeah. If you know, then you've got an idea of what's going on.
Right.
And if you know, oh, this is the point where I have to do this.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know.
And you
feel much better. You don't. First of all, that can't be good on your body with worry, worry, worry.
Right. You want to put your mind at ease.
So you want to be relaxed.
Get the plan. Speak up for your own safety. Ask about the medication.
And I'll tell you what, the other thing, and I don't want to say this sound wrong, but you want to get out of that hospital as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
And
the safest place to be for recovery is in the home.
Yeah. Well, you want to be back there where you're comfortable
exactly.
and stuff like that. But you're not going to do that if you're not following what they're saying.
Correct.
That's going to keep you there longer.
Well, our goal, to be honest with you, Richard, is to get people out of our hospital when they are absolutely ready to go home safely.
Okay.
So it's not a hurry. It's a what's appropriate, what's based on your diagnosis, your condition.
And based on the patient, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, the patient's condition. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that when they go home, if they need home care, or visiting nurses or a patient care assistant, or they need a nurse to come in and check, we get them right into the home care environment
mm-hmm. okay.
so that the nurses can come to the house.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I had heart surgery, and 4 days later, I left.
Wow, that was good
and
for you.
Part of the reason was I needed to get out of there.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't want to be there, but mm-hmm. I didn't. I had other things I wanted to do. My mind is always working about the future,
mm-hmm.
plus the fact they told me, start walking as soon as you can. And I was walking. In fact, I walked too far once and I flatlined.
Oh.
Because I went farther than what the
computer. Oh, the monitor. Oh,
yeah,
you
the
didn't
monitor.
Flatline.
No,
the monitor
okay. flatlined. And people came running looking
oh,
for me.
Oh, yeah.
Said, oh, don't go past this door.
Yeah, you go.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Oh, you gave them a run for their money.
Yeah. The boy, if people came running. But the thing is, when they said, if you get up and you walk a lot, you won't stay here very long. And that's what I started doing. I was walking
movement.
All over the place.
There's an advertisement. I don't really like ads on TV, but there's one that's great. A body in motion stays in motion.
A
body at rest stays at rest. So the more we move, the better we get.
And I think some people go into the hospital and they're so overwhelmed that they're afraid to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my case, when they said, you can get out of here faster, well, that's what I was going to do. And nothing against the hospital or nothing against your hospital or anything, but I think you do heal better if you're in your own environment.
And it's also from an infection prevention point of view.
Sure.
The sooner you can leave the hospital, the safer it is for reducing infections.
Sure.
As long as you follow the plan and make sure you're...
Yeah. Do what people tell you.
Yeah. Do your discharge plan safely. Yeah.
I got to take a break and we'll be right back with the last part of the show.
All righty.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm speaking with Stephanie Dougherty. And Stephanie, is there anything? We're down to our last 8 minutes. So
yeah.
What did we miss because I started talking too much?
No, you never talk too much. And I want to send a shout out to Richard for being the voice of the community.
Yeah.
Richard actually asked the questions that I think the community needs to hear. I think one of the things that, you know, in 2 minutes or less, Hunterdon Healthcare System is really dedicated to our population, our community,
okay,
the people that we serve. And I think that having our organization be so mindful of patient safety, so mindful of preventing any harm, preventing harm to our patients is key. I mean, you go into the AARP magazine, you go into some magazines, they talk about bad things happening at that hospital, bad things happening someplace else. We just don't want any of that happening
sure.
to any of our patients
sure.
at Hunterdon. So with a great team and a great leadership and a great president, we really set the culture and the tone for having a safe very good experience for our community who come to us at Hunterdon Healthcare. Whether you come to the doctor's office, whether you come to the pediatric office, whether you come to surgery center, whether you come as a same-day patient to the OR, whether you come to the ICU and or the emergency department or any of the medical floors, our goal is to keep you as safe as the best practice dictates.
Okay.
And to have the best patient experience so that you feel the healing that we want you to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we want to operate at Hunterdon.
I think that pretty much summed it all up, actually.
It's really an honor to do it, too, to be here and talk to the community.
Well, I think it's – we still got 7 minutes.
Oh, ask me some questions.
Well, you were going to talk about advocacy,
yes.
Boy, well, I can't talk today.
Yeah. You know, one of the things really cool is that when patients come into the office and they come with – their printouts from the website.
Sure.
Because what that says is, I'm a patient. I need some help from my doctor. Here's what I have found on the website. Here's what I think I have. What do you think, doctor? Let's work together as a team.
Okay.
What that shows is patients come, our community comes to our organization at some point, and they're informed. They're being their own advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're really sick and you come into the hospital, you need an advocate with you, and I encourage all of our community to establish a relationship with a family member or a friend so that if you ever need to come to the hospital and you're really sick, someone else can go with you or show up right quick so that they can ask all the questions that are important to you.
And unfortunately, that other person can ask those questions without feeling weird.
Yeah. Plus, they'll remember the questions
because
sure. They're not sick.
As I said,
when you're sick, yeah. You're so sick, you can't think.
Well, as I said before, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. As soon as she heard the word cancer, she didn't hear another word.
She shut down.
Yeah. That was it. I heard the rest, you know, but she didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are the advocate. You remembered what the diagnosis, you remembered what the questions were to ask. And that, I think, is the power of being in an advocacy position. We have patient advocates. We have all of our nurses are patient advocates. We ask a lot of questions for our patients. But it's also nice to have for the patient, the person coming in, to have a family member or a friend so that there's this dialogue and you know that, oh gosh, I didn't remember what the nurse said, but my brother remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Or my neighbor remembers.
Sure.
Here's a little list of questions we had. You know?
Sure.
And I think that's one of the wonderful things to have. A takeaway for the community
is being an
advocate.
I just want to say it again. There's nothing wrong with asking questions.
It's the best. Asking questions is the best.
See,
because you get to know.
My mother would have never asked questions.
That's an old school way of looking.
Well,
yeah.
That's a doctor. He knows what he's doing. I'm not going to ask him any questions. Well, yeah, he knows what he's doing, but find out what he's going to do to you.
But do you understand what's going
exactly.
on?
Exactly.
He knows everything he needs to know.
Sure.
But do you know how it's going to help or hurt, help you? Do you know what you need to watch out for? And I think that's the dialogue. Most doctors and nurses now are looking for that dialogue between their patient and themselves so that we can, you know, make the best outcomes happen together.
Well, when I was going to have heart surgery, I said, what happens? And they said, you know what? We've got a guy that's going to come in and see you who's already had heart surgery, and he's going to tell you what happens.
What happens?
And, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to me?
Before you had to have it.
Yes. So we sat and talked for a while.
Wow.
And
he's an advocate.
Yeah.
And you asked the question.
And he told me everything, expect this, expect that. So when it did happen, I was, that's what he said. That's what he said. That's what I expected to happen.
That's great.
And I thought that was very well done, but I asked the doctor, and the doctor said, I've got somebody that's going to come in and talk to you.
That's wonderful. That's really a great example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Being able to ask the question and get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Be your own advocate and have someone help you.
Yeah, and it is very important to have someone there that hears what everybody says, because if you're in a certain state, you're not listening.
Right. You know, we have on our website for the community, we under the quality tab, we have a patient safety section. And I encourage anybody in the community to go on the Hunterdon Healthcare website, check out the quality tab, and look up patient safety, because it kind of gives everybody a primer on how to. Here's mm-hmm. Here's what we've done for safety. Here's what we'd like you to do as our community members, to speak up, ask about the following things, bring your patient advocate with you. So just to let people know that it's out there for them to use as a resource.
And it's very important. It really is. I think we got through my wife's cancer because I was there.
There's no question.
You know, because I could ask the questions and I could do the things and I could run this at that time before the computers were so advanced.
Yeah, right.
I had to run down to, what's the name of the hospital that you guys deal with all the time with cancer down in?
Fox Chase.
Fox Chase. Mm-hmm. Had to run down to Fox Chase with the slides.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And I went down there and took everything down there. And the doctor that came in reminded me of Loretta Young.
Oh, wow.
She had a long dress on and she kind of swirled into the room. And I thought, this is the surgeon? And well. she took a look at it and said, you know what happened? He missed a little piece here. You can tell him to go back in and take this.
Mm.
And she was right. He missed a little nip. She said, look how this is growing out. She's showing me, and I'm so amazed by how good looking she was.
You listened, though.
But I heard. Yes,
you know
she showed
me. You listened and you took action.
And
when she
came in, I said, you're Dr. So? Yes, I am. Oh, but it was an interesting.
She knew what she was doing.
It was an interesting. Oh, she knew. And the other question I asked her was, should she come down here and have the operation done? And she said, no. Dr. So-and-so up at Hunterdon can do it. I'll talk to him. I'll call him on the phone.
Perfect.
And he'll get this and take care of it.
Beautiful.
And which is exactly what he did. And my wife has been cancer-free for 25 years.
Fantastic. So, I'm so happy. What a great story. Thank you.
But it was interesting to go down the Fox Chase. Now today they send stuff via computers.
Digital.
Yeah. You can get. But I actually.
It's fast, too.
Yeah. And I actually just drove down there and back.
God bless you.
And
you're awesome.
But that was the only way I knew to do it, yeah. And that's what we had to do.
We also hand carried the most vital information available to the right doctor.
And she was excellent. She was right on the mark. Can't complain.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And I know now that the medical center and Fox Chase work together closely.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So it's not. I'm not saying the medical center is wrong. In fact, it was the surgeon that said, "I want you to go see my friend at Fox Chase." And get another opinion, please.
Well, see the quality of the person?
Yeah.
See that quality? That's a safety conscious.
Said, I want you to go down
doctor.
Because he said, I got one way I'd take care of it.
Right.
And I don't think you want that. So go down and talk to her and she'll tell and then she'll let me know.
See, you can't know it all. So knowing that you don't know it all, that's one of the biggest hallmarks of a safe person because you reach out to your experts and your colleagues. You don't go it alone.
Right.
If you don't have all the answers, know when you don't.
I totally agree with you. And with that.
And what a great result she's had.
We're out of time.
Well, thank you.
Well, it was nice seeing you again.
You too.
And please stay tuned. Georgine will be here with Hot and Hunterdon, Northwest Cap. And following Georgine is Ruth Ann Brown with Celebration of Life. Right after these commercials and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Israel's prime minister is concerned about Iran developing nuclear weapons. Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee today in Washington. Tomorrow, he will plead his case before a joint session of Congress. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Throughout his speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu said the ongoing rift with the U.S. is like a family squabble.
Our alliance is stronger than ever.
But he made clear U.S. negotiations with Iran over its nuclear capability are deeply troubling to Israel.
Iran vows to annihilate Israel. If it develops nuclear weapons, it would have the means to achieve that goal. We must not let that happen.
Netanyahu said many fail to understand the depths of Israel's concerns, saying it cuts to the core about Israel's ability to survive.
But some Democrats are refusing to attend tomorrow's speech, claiming Republican leaders violated protocol by inviting Netanyahu. This is USA Radio News.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch.
Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and